Thursday night, Or L'chof Zion Kislev, Tanya Shir, starting Perek of Gimel. The Tanya, in the last few program, has talked about that unlike a Dibur Ha'odom, which is Nivdal V'Nifrat from the person once he speaks it, and really the Machshava is Nivdal from a person, because it forms Oisius, which is a development that comes after the Seichel Midos of a person. But the Dibur certainly is Nifrat V'Nivdal, and Dibur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although is Miyuchad with Hashem, it's always part and parcel, like the Seichel Midos themselves. It's never a Dover B'Fnei Atzmo that's Nivdal, but it's Be'achdus, he calls it, Be'yichud with Hashem. So why is it called Dibur? What does it mean, Dibur? So at first he said it's his Galus, Gilui, Hashem reveals, which is a concept of Dibur as opposed to Machshava. But he's not so comfortable with that, I'll call it, that should be a reason enough to call it Dibur. So he says, really, and he mitzad the tzimtzum, and the ability, Hashem creates the ability of the brios to exist outside of him. And so mitzad the tzimtzumim to us, from our perspective, maybe it's like a one-way mirror, from our perspective, it looks like the dibur of Hashem is indeed muvdal. As we experience it as vayadabar Hashem, let's say, al Moshe lemor, or vayomer Elokim yihyor, vayihi or, and that's like muvdal. That's how we experience it. And it could even get to the point, it does, get to the point of the existence of Dvarim Tmeim and Sitra Achra, which is anti. It's so muvdal that it's anti, and the klipos, but again, that's our perception. Now, the flip side of that, he's going to say now, is that when there's no tzimtzumim, so then, or hester, in other words, in the middle you have like the olamos, you have like the klipos and the tumma, then you have anything else that exists, but then you have Torah mitzvahs, he's going to say now. Torah mitzvahs are me'uchad, me'yuchad with Hashem, even from our perspective. It's godly, it's Hashem. We'll see, but there's another subtlety, a difference between Torah and mitzvahs that he's going to talk about. But this is not something that has to be even perceived as muvdal from him. This is his ratzon, and this is him. The performance or the existence of mitzvahs, they're a piece of him. There's still a difference, as he will say now. He's really going to explain that. V'im kol hanal, with all of these hakdomas, yuvan v'yivur heitev, but Tosefes Bi'ur, it'll be more understandable, Masher Omru b'zohar, d'oraisa v'kutcha brichu kul achad. Those are the words of the Zohar. We're familiar with a song that says Yisrael v'oraisa v'kutcha brichu chadu. Unfortunately, the words of that song have no known makar. It's taken from, maybe it's put together, but in the Zohar it says oraisa v'kutcha brichu chadu kul achad. Ubetikunim, that's called Tikune HaZohar, Pirushu, the Reishmem Ches Pikudim, that the 248 Sivuyim, the Assays, are to be considered in an Reishmem Ches Evorim de Malka. Kevayochel, it's Evorim, we'll see in a moment in what sense, obviously. Evorim, that I'm Miyuchad with Hashem, Evorim de Malka. And he's going to explain exactly, like very an analysis of why it's called Eivor in the Malka. But it's Eivor in the Malka, and then you have the Melech Atzmo, which is Oraisa, the Torah. Like you say, Ner Mitzvah, the Torah, or the Chilek between Torah, Beklolius, Torah, which is the entirety of Torah, and then there's Reish Mem Ches Tzivuyim, and grab the Gidden. Okay, Shin Samachay. She's going to explain it. Mitzvos Hem Pnimius Ratzon Elyo. If you remember, we said that even once you get the klipas are achorayim, we said. Kedayochel is like giving a matana to your sone that you're forced to give. You don't want to, but then there's really, which you didn't talk about in the previous program, rasam chitzayni or rasam pnimi. Not rasam achorayim. If you go to work and you earn money, so you would say they're going to work. Maybe, okay, if you don't enjoy the work, it would be a charayim. If you enjoy the work, it would be ratzon chitzayni. The money would be ratzon pnimi. Really, if you dig a little deeper, you say the money is also ratzon chitzayni. The real ratzon is to have food on the table. And really, if you go a little deeper, you say the food is also ratzon chitzayni. The real ratzon pnimi is to live. And live, so you want the food. The food, you go to. You have to have money. Money, you have to go to work. So, when you hit the point of something you don't like doing, then you're in the gather of achorayim. When you hit the point where you don't necessarily don't like it, but it's really not your purpose, not your goal, it's not really what you're looking for, that's not what your aim is, it's only the way to get to what you want, that's called ratzon chitzayni, and then you have ratzon pnimi, which is, that's what I want. So he says, l'fisha ha-mitzvahs, the Olam mostly is going to say it's Ratzon Chitzoni. Sometimes we maybe make the mistake of thinking, or our mindset is if Davishna wants the Bria, and we do the mitzvahs, that's like the Ratzon Chitzoni, in order to give Chiyus to the Olamos. The other way around. The Olamos exist in order that we be able to do mitzvahs. The mitzvah, Yisrael's performance of mitzvahs is, Rashi says, I told you, I'm getting a bracious. The Bria was created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael, to do mitzvahs. Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Rashis, and Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Rashis. So that's the Ratzon Pnimi. And the worlds are the Ratzon Chitzayni. They exist in order to enable there to be kiyum mitzvahs lamato in this world, in a world of gashmius, in a world of bechira. Lefi shehamitzvahs haypnimius ratzon elyon b'cheftzo ho'amiti ha'melubish b'chol ho'aylamos ha'yoyna b'tachtoinim lachyoysam. He called chiyus on v'shifam, the chiyus of all the olamos, lubish b'chol olamos elyon v'tachtoinim, but ratzon elyon, that's the primius ratzon elyon, v'cheftzo ha'amiti, hamalubish, I think it's as ratzon chitzayni. It's the Ratzon Hashem that is Machaye Umahaye them, Umahave them. But the Ratzon Pnimi is the mitzvahs. He called Chiyusim Veshifam of these Olamos, of the Ratzon Elyon that's Belubish and the Olamos, who Levush Apnimi. I'm sorry. Benimtzah shemaisa mitzvah v'kiyumon. Oh, who alavush apnimi? The pnimius ratzon elyon. Shemimaisa zeh nimshach or v'chiyus ratzon elyon. The slabish bo'olamos. Let's say in the mishalim we're talking about. So let's say a person. Let's say earning money. whatever, let's say earning money is the Ratzon Pnimi and going to work is the Ratzon Chitzoni. Or let's say having food on the table is the Ratzon Pnimi. So, the more, when you have food on the table, so that you like that, you want that. So it gives chiyus and drive and chiyus to your going to work. Or if you have food on the table, it gives drive and chiyus and gishmak that you want to earn money to get more food on the table, or to continue to have food on the table. So it's the doing of mitzvahs, right? The fulfillment of the goal becomes the makor, hashefa, for the things that you do. If you were just left at Ratzon Chitzoni, it's all a dogma of a person. If you were just left with Ratzon Chitzoni, so you get tired, you get a headache, you don't want to go, you can't make it, you can't make it today, you know, like night saying. But if you have the drive of a Ratzon Pnimi, you're just explaining the word that the Ratzon Pnimi gives chiyus to the Ratzon Chitzoni. So in the mashal, when you see your goals are being mekuyim, that gives drive and a chiyus and a gishmakait and a or, and that's the shefa for the rotzon chitzoni to be mislabesh in whatever it's mislabesh in. Okay?
So that's where the chiyus comes to do the things that the...
That's why the chiyus emanates from the yidden doing mitzvahs, and because it creates a chain reaction where then the ratzon Hashem is melubish in the olamos. I'm just explaining why A causes B, but derech mashal. It's like when the person sees success in what he's doing and he sees that his goals are happening, then he makes sure he doesn't want to jeopardize that. So he make sure to do the chiton, right? To do the ratzon chitoni things. If they were just left to their own devices, the ratzon chitoni things, I'm assuming, would atrophy. You'd get tired of it, because your real geschmack is not there. It's not really your purpose.
The person really enjoyed his work and didn't enjoy the food.
Then that would be the ratzon pnimi. I'm talking about that the ratzon pnimi is the drive and the chiyus and the mashpia and the shefa of the ratzon chitzoni. That is, in the chain reaction, that causes the ratzon chitzoni to be melubish in the olam. That's what he says. V'nitzah shemaisa amitzah zekiyumun halubush apnimi the pnimius ratzon ha'elyon shemimaisa zeh nimshach or the chiyus ratzon ha'elyon the slabish ba'olamos. And that's what it means, Evore Malka. The Lechenikrom Evore Malka. Derech Moshal. Tumoish Evore Gufa Odom. Him Levush Lenafsho. Right? If the Evorim to the Guf is going to be the Mitzvah Stashem. So Kamoshe Vori Gufa Odom Hem Lubush Lanafsho. It's how they're manifested in this chumristic world. Ubetelem Lagamri Leho Mikol Vakol. The Maizuri Vorim are Botel to the Nefesh. Why, in what way, he explains. Kimisha Oliver Tonishal Odom Lishot Yodo Araglo. You want to stretch out your hand. Maybe it's instinctive, maybe some Shia clown, no delay. You don't have to. Actually, electronically, that is what's happening. You are giving your command. But it's so instantaneous and it happens so. Well, that's the best word. So instantaneously, that it's not that it's. Oh. So the mitzvahs are called Eivori the Malka because it creates this like automated response. Kamo Sheivori Gufa Odom Heim Levush Lenavsho Ubetelem Legamri Eileha Mikol Vakol Kimiyat Sholeb Ritzono Shel Odom Lifshod Yodo Oraglo Heim Nishmols Leritzono Tekef Umiyad Belishum Tzivui Vamira Lohen. In other words, so there the Eivorim are the Levush of the Ratzon HaNefesh. The Eivorim are the Levush of the Ratzon HaNefesh. It gets manifested into the Eivorim immediately. They're the outer Levush to the Ratzon HaNefesh. Kimiyat Sholeb Ratzon Sholeb Levush Odeo Duzagon Yishmol Tuzon Tegel Vigam Belishum Tzivui Vamiru Lein Ablishum Shia Klau Ela Kerega Mamesh Sholeb Ratzon Kach Derech Moshol. The mitzvahs are a levush to the Ratzon Hashem. Achia shel ma'isa mitzvahs v'kiyumon. Ubotel legamri legabei Ratzon ha'elyon. Hamalubish bo. V'nasa lo nami. Mamish Kaguflin Ishama. We're talking about now the mice of mitzvahs, like in an objective way. We're not looking at it yet. It's had the Bechiras Adam to do it. We're talking about what the mitzvahs are. In the Olamos, the mitzvahs are. You know, a Shalshelis, he calls it, of Hashem's will. So at the. Like in, towards the bottom of the chain, you end up with Maisa Mitzvahs that are a levush for the Ratzon Hashem. V'nasa lo mamish k'guf l'neshama. V'chein ha'levush ha'chitzon shel nefesh v'alikim sheba'odom Amakayim ba'is ha-mitzvahs shukoyach u'b'chinas ha-maisa shalah u'mislabesh b'chiyah shal maisa ha-mitzvah v'nasa gamken k'guf l'neshama l'ratzon ha-elyon u'botol eilov l'gamri. So it's called Eivori Hashem because Hashem, again, just like Yivorim shal Adam is the nefesh ha- is the levush of the nefesh of Adam, because it's bottled to him. I'm going back. Kach derech moshel hachius shel maisa hamitzvus v'kiyumon hu bottel legamri. Just like when you do anything, so it's bottled to the nefesh and the neshama. So who bought the legami legabi rotsan elyon hamalubish boy benasal imamish kiguful neshama, right? The mitzvahs, whatever they are, the way it's written in the Torah, that's already the levush of the rotsan elyon, but it's only a levush. V'chein halavush hachitzoin shel nefesh alikis sheba adam. So Adam Amakayim Baisa Mitzvah Shukach Ubechinas Hamaisa Shalah Ubechiras Shukach Ubechiras Hamaisa Shalah. What do you have? You have base Ches Yud with a Strechel. Umeslabesh Bechiras Shal Maisa Hamitzvah Benasar Gamkin Kiguf L'Nisham L'Ratzon Elyon Ubot Leil of the Gamri. The person that does the mitzvahs and he has his nefesh aliki, so we said that the Eivorim, the mitzvahs are a levush to the Ratzon Hashem. And here, when the person does the mitzvahs, a levush hachitzoi shel nefesh aliki sheba adam Mekayim Vaisa HaMitzvah Shikoach U'Bechiris HaMaisa Shalom. The person is Mislabesh Bechiris HaMaisa HaMitzvah. V'Nasa Gamken K'Guflu Neshama. Not 100% sure what this means, so I'll have to stop here. I'm not 100% sure. I thought I did. I'm not even 90% sure.